So, Mr. Buffett, would you please come to the stage at the time?
A Berkshire Hathaway meeting, perhaps? Warren Buffett did take the stage last night, but not to address investors. Certainly not with an opening line like this.
Similar. I'm 78. My wife said, let's go upstairs and make love. And I said, I can do one or the other, but not both.
The billionaire investor and philanthropist was on stage at the Paley Center for Media in Los Angeles, not to share financial secrets, but his love of music.
We're going to do a couple bars, and then let's ask the...
Let's ask everybody else to sing along. Maybe we can do some...
You may recognize the song, you may not.
Specifically, the ukulele. The ukulele? He was invited by his son, Peter, who spoke to us before the show yesterday from the studios of NPR West. Peter Buffett is an Emmy Award-winning composer who says it wasn't just his father's ukulele skills that inspired him.
He also sang around the house classics from the 30s and 40s, the Hutsut song and Mersey Dotes and Dozy Dotes and all these things. But he loved Glenn Miller and... sadly, I could sing you that song today.
Mersey Dotes and Dozy Dotes?
Yes, I could. And Little Amsy Divey. But,
a Kiddledy Divey, too?
Wouldn't you? You're right. Exactly. Yeah. First of all, he was very happy because he loved what he was doing. And so he'd sing around the house. And he played ukulele for years. I mean, that's how he famously sort of courted my mother, is he played ukulele with her father playing mandolin. So he actually courted my grandfather, and he fell in love with him and said my mother should too. But
now I have been told that your father might make a couple of guest appearances with you on this tour.
That is true. And Friday night is going to be the strangest one of all, I think, here in Los Angeles. He will be there. I was actually in Omaha with him a couple of days ago, and he brought out a couple different ukuleles and said, which one do you think I should bring? You know, it was great. He's very excited about this. So we chose, of course, the smallest, kind of funniest one, because that's his approach generally. Yes, he's going to play with me on Friday night. And also, I collaborated with a really world-famous guy and I didn't know who he was when I met him, a guy named Akon, who's big in the hip-hop world. And he's going to be coming as well. So... you will see, if you're in the audience, Akon, my father, and myself all singing Ain't She Sweet together.
You mean Ain't She, right?
That's right. Yep.
Well, that's a ukulele song, that's for sure.
Yeah, exactly. I figured, my dad's big on his circle of competence, and I figured we'd just stay right there for him.
There must be something nice about making your father part of your life.
There really is, and this will be the very first time we've done this together, actually privately or publicly, but it really is wonderful that, first of all, he's so enthusiastic and up for doing it, and that we can do something like this together, because I'll tell you, I'm not going to be sitting at Berkshire going through actuary tables with insurance, so if we're going to do something together, it's going to be musical.
Mr. Buffett, so nice talking to you.
Thank you so much. Great to be here.
Peter Buffett, his new release is called Imaginary Kingdom. He's going to take his concert and conversation series on the road this fall. Be joined by his father, Warren Buffett, spoke with us from NPR West.
I really hate, ain't she kind of sweet?
Everybody,
well, I ask you very confidentially,
ain't she
sweet.
All right.
Hope you're still listening to Weekend Edition from NPR News.